From Hollywood, California, Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer, America's biggest seller, presents Ben Burney, the old maestro, and all the lads. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A happy, felicitous, splendiferous, will somebody please stop me, evening to you all. This is Ben Burney, the old maestro, and all the lads in high good spirits tonight. And we got good reason to be in fine vessel, too. Why? You ask me why, eh? Because on this here radio program tonight, we are going to feature the songs from that star Paramount super production, which is soon going to be released, called Shoot the Works. Shoot the Works, sir. In which the old maestro and all the lads are going to appear. That is, unless they get wise to us. And what's more, we've got gathered here tonight the most stupendous, colossal, gigantic, terrific cast of stars that's ever appeared on any single radio program. That's Hollywood talk for a swell gang of performers. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they are a swell gang of performers. But then something which ain't Hollywood talk is the fact that Blue Ribbon Beer is America's biggest seller. Yowza, just think of it. America's biggest seller. And the reason? Well, I'm going to tell you. Of course, it ain't no secret. Millions know it. That's why Americans prefer it. It's America's biggest seller because Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer is nourishing and refreshing and brimful of good cheer, too. Why, doggone it, it's America's biggest seller because it's America's best beer. So wealthy. Well, I started to tell you about this Shoot the Works picture, which Paramount is just about to be about finishing. I'm so excited tonight, honestly, I'm mixed up in my syllables. Well, anyhow, in the opening of this picture, ladies and gentlemen, we start out on a truck, ballyhooing a flagpole sitter. That is myself and four of the lads. We're kind of low down, very ragged and very poor. Incidentally, this is taken from real life. And the number we do there on that dark truck is "Boy, Your Ears Burning, Baby." Yowza. I talked about you last night. Tell me, were your ears burning, baby? I said you were such a delight. Told everyone I chanced to meet how really too divine you are. How adorable, how caressable. And that you were simply such a darling. Baby, I told them that you were okay. Where I went, you were the topic of conversation. My heart is burning. How thrilling it really would be if my ears were burning and you said nice little things about me. Well done, my lads, well done. That was "For Your Ears Burning, Baby," ladies and gentlemen. The first picture or rather the first number in Shoot the Word. You know, I told you about the flagpole sitter in the opening of the picture. Well, the chap who's the sitter on that darn flagpole is here right by my side. Yous guys, yous gals have seen him in many and many a picture. You've seen him in Come On, Marine, and it happened one night. You'll soon see him in 20th Century. He's one of the finest lads, ladies and gentlemen, I've had the pleasure of working with. None other than that great comedian of the silent screen and that great comedian of the talkies, Roscoe Conns. Everybody, how's that?
Thank you very much, Ben. Thanks kindly for that nice introduction. I don't deserve it, but I'll take it. And speaking of the silent days, reminds me of the fact that I used to be seen and not heard. Now I'm being heard and not seen. Well, maybe it's just as well. Who knows?
Incidentally, folks, Roscoe is the hardest working actor in our picture. He croons, he plays the clarinet, he does acrobatics, even has a fight with a columnist.
Yes, but I still think you should have played that part, Ben. You know, you've had a lot of experience fighting columnists.
Say, Roscoe, what makes you think he's a columnist?
Well, I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, good old Winchola. You know, ladies and gentlemen, Roscoe's really not such a handsome chap, but he does have a handsome wife and two handsome kiddies, Roscoe Jr. and Mary Jane, two very handsome kiddies.
Well, my soul, handsome is handsome does.
That's right, Roscoe. What do you do that's handsome?
What do I do that's handsome? Why, I drink that America's best cellar that you're always talking about.
Mighty handsome of you, Roscoe. Mighty handsome about you. You know, it's well chap, that Roscoe. You know, our part of this picture, ladies and gentlemen, is sort of like an Erasure Alger story. We start in the little Chinese. First, we start on the back end of a truck, then a little Chinese restaurant. Then we go to a handsome Russian nightclub. From chop suey to caviar, so to say. And while we're working in the chop suey place called the Yellow Dragon, we do a number written by a couple of the lads in our outfit, Walt Bullock and Al Gehring. The title is A Bowl of Chop Suey and Yui. And the Paramount crowd thought it was so good, they stuck it into the picture. Despite the Japanese hands-off policy, I shall mumble the words in my Manchuco baritone. Forgive me, forgive me.
Is a bowl of chop suey, a bowl of chop suey and yui, a table in the corner for two-y, with a bowl of chop suey and yui.
Now the old maestro has gone kind of chinky. Am I mortified? Strike me pinky. There's no extra charge for all this hooey, with a bowl of chop suey for two-y.
Sing a little sing-song, funny little sing-song, kinky little Chinese.
Hungy-dungy-fungy, hung-cow-mung-cow, young-cow.
That means Annie doesn't live here anymore, cow.
We all like a bowl of chop suey.
Oh, I don't like the stuff, it's too gooey.
He don't like the stuff, it's too gooey.
Why, remind me to cut your salaroo-y.
Oi.
Little tiny lanterns, red, white, and blue, playing in the evening breeze.
Simply oompa woompa, simply oompa poola, simply oompa tola, yoola. Simply oompa pa, simply oompa lava, so.
Fungy, 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 hung cow, mung cow, young cow.
That means Winchell isn't peeking anymore. bowl of chop suey and yui. You know, ladies and gentlemen, now that you've met Roscoe Khan, I want you tonight to meet the little gal, the little lady who plays the part of his sweetheart in this here picture. And believe me, she is a sweetheart. She has not only endeared herself to all the lads in this here outfit, but to everyone on the Paramount lot. She's charming, she's coy, she's coquettish. And believe me, it gives me a great deal of pleasure, a great pit in the heart to present to you the very personable little Arlene Judd. Alza. Come on, Arlene, say something.
Well, Maestro, I just heard all those nice things you said about me, and I feel kind of ashamed of myself.
Why, what do you mean, Arlene?
Well,
I don't understand.
I don't know. I just heard all those nice things you said, that I was coy and coquettish and a nice girl, and I'm ashamed, embarrassed.
Why, Arlene, I don't understand you. What's the matter?
Well, after hearing all those nice things you just said, and I like all you lad yowza with a pap, pap, pap in the art, but I have to admit that I still think Wayne King has the best officer on the air.
Oh, yowza. Yowza. Well, let that be a lesson to me. This is Lady Bernie speaking, giving you the bite test. You know... Every picture has a theme song, and the theme song of Shoot the Works was written by that great songwriting team, Mack Gordon and Harry Revell. I think these boys have outdone themselves by writing the theme song of our picture, the title of which is With My Eyes Wide Open, I'm Dreaming. I'm dreaming. It's going to be sung by Frank Prince. You know, Frank has attracted a lot of attention out here. Some took him for Clark Gable, others took him for Cary Grant, and Eddie Oliver, our piano player, took him for $10 in a crap game the other day. If you hear a buzzing on this here microphone, that'll be Frank putting the B on Eddie for that 10. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a very pleasurable duty falls on the young shoulders. I'm going to introduce the lady who follows us throughout all our adventures in this here picture. She plays the role of the Countess and plays it as no other actress in Hollywood could play it. She is one of the greatest comedians on the screen and one of the greatest characters. actresses. She is beloved both here in Hollywood and abroad. You've seen her innumerable times on the screen, ladies and gentlemen. And wherever the theater is known, this lady is considered a great, great artist. I know you'll pardon the thrill in my voice as I present to you the distinguished lady of our theater, Miss Alison Skipworth.
Thank you, Mr. Burney. I wish I could believe you. I'm always doing the most extraordinary things in the most extraordinary places. Sometimes I think I'll go mad. I said once that I would. And an electrician said, well, don't worry, Miss Skipper, that won't hurt you. And you don't have to be sane. And you don't have to be crazy to get on in the movies. But it helps.
Thank you. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, there's a bit of a lump in my throat as I publicly express my appreciation for, on behalf of all the lads in this here outfit, and there's 20 of us, for falling in the capable hands of this great director who I'm going to present to you now for our first picture. It's possibly our last, but nevertheless, I cannot help expressing publicly my appreciation for falling into the hands of a chap who, in my humble estimation, is one of the greatest directors of the motion picture and of the cinema world. You've seen Cimarron and Are These Our Children and many, many other great screen epics that he's directed. Mr. Wesley Ruggles.
Thanks, Maestro. I suppose being the director, I must keep up the dignity of the troupe, is that right?
Yowza.
All right, I'll do that by telling all yous lads and all yous lassies that the old maestro and his gang are about the swellest bunch of fellas I've had the pleasure of working with, and I mean that, really. And in return, I want to thank you, Maestro, and all the swell things and the nice things you said about me. But honestly, Maestro, I mean, all those nice things you said and all, I'm kind of embarrassed, you know.
Now, listen here, Wesley. You're not going to tell me that you consider Wayne King the greatest orchestra leader.
Oh, no, 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 not that, Ben. I think George Olsen is.
Oh! That's terrific. It's mighty, mighty nice and gracious of you, Wesley. Wesley Ruggles' great, great and famous brother is here, too, Mr. Charlie Ruggles. He's not in our picture, but I think we ought to give him a big, big hand before he goes to the concert. You know, now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to a number that we do in the varsity club. We start in this picture in the Chinese restaurant, then we work ourselves up to a varsity club. And working with us there is a little gal from Mississippi. You know, several years ago, she was acclaimed the most beautiful girl in the universe. She was featured in the Follies and the Vanities. She has already created a sensation in two Paramount pictures. She's beautiful, charming, talented, witty, and what we call a regular gal. Miss Dorothy Dell, everybody.
Wait a minute, Maestro. Don't say all those swell things about me. I just bought a new hat today, and if you keep that up, I'll have to go back and get a size larger. I don't want to do that because I like it just as it is, don't you?
Yowza. I like the gal just the way she is, too. Listen, Dorothy, I wish you and Frank Prince would sing the song you do together in the Varsity Club in our picture. That song, you know, Do I Love You? And do it just the way you did it there, will you?
Okay, Maestro.
Thank you.
does the grass grow? Does the wind blow? Does the stream flow? Well, if they do, and you know they do, then I love you. Is my love true? Is the star bright? Is the daylight? Is the snow white? Well, if they are, then you know they are. My love is true. But even if the grass didn't grow, and even if a star didn't shine, I wouldn't mind the rain or the snow if you were mine.
Do I need you? Does a flame burn? Does the world turn? Does my heart yearn? Well, if they do, and you know they do, then I need you.
Thank you, Dorothy, but just a moment. You're not going to get away with that. You know, a while ago we played the theme song of our picture, and I want you to just sing one chorus of the song in as much as you introduce it in the picture, will you? With my eyes wide open.
With my eyes wide open, I'm dreaming. Can it be true, I'm holding you close to my heart? With my eyes wide open, I'm dreaming. You're with me now, sharing a vow never to part. I'm so afraid to close my eyes, afraid that I'll find this lovely thrill is just a thrilling illusion. With my eyes wide open, I'm dreaming. You, I deserve such a brain, hint me to pray. I can't believe that you're really mine.
Thank you a thousand times. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the columnist of this here picture. And honestly, it gives me a great thrill to introduce my old pal here. He and I appeared in a show together about 8 or 9 years ago, a show called Here's How that went over with the LeBlanc. You've seen this chap in a great many, many pictures. And it's really, well, honestly, I know you'll pardon my embarrassment this evening, introducing so many of my friends and appreciating their niceness in coming here tonight. I want you to join me in greeting William Frawley, Bill Frawley. How's that? He's a gentleman, a scholar, and a gentleman golfer, Bill Frawley. How's that?
Take it easy, Benjaminus. Take it easy. My dear maestro, you know, an introduction of that kind befuddles me no little. No little. So here you are in Hollywood, maestro, trying to crash in on our picture racket, are you?
Yowza.
I hope you make it, or like it. You know, I think it'd be a sense to crash in on your radio racket, if you don't mind my saying
so. Is that so? You really think so,
I think so, yes. All you do is, you know, turn on a theme song and then come through with a lot of yowza yowzas. Make a few silly remarks about good old Blue Ribbon and you're through. You want me to show you how easy I think it is?
Yowza.
Give me a hunk of that theme song, boys. Is that the way you get them started? I can start them easier with a bottle of good old Blue Ribbon. Anyhow, here we go, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, greetings and salutations, etc., etc., and a good old battered up etc. We're about, this is, forgive me, folks, forgive me. This is the old maestro, Bill Frawley, with all the little Frawlolas. We're about to bring to you a bit of a program for you ears. Forgive me, but don't forget me. And don't forget dear old Blue Ribbon, folks. The best beer of all, for all, yowza. I hope you like it.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Bill. And ladies and gentlemen, we have with us another swell and distinguished performer of the screen and of the theater. He's been out here a great many years, and I want to tell you I feel safe in telling you that I'm not exaggerating when I qualify him as one of the most popular men in Hollywood. I refer to my old pal, Lou Cody. Everybody. Yowza.
Thanks, Ben. You refer to my being out here a great many years. I have been. I've been 19 years fooling him out here. You've only been here 6 weeks. So I think you still have a chance in spite of Winchell. I don't know what that band, or at least what you've got on that band, that they stick to you. They're optimistic, to say the least. But I will speak far and from my heart. I hope that when you leave here, you won't say goodbye. You'll just say au revoir.
Thank you very much, Joe. You know, I cannot let this evening pass without paying a bit of tribute, ladies and gentlemen, to Claude Binion, who wrote the story, and last and decidedly not least, our producer, Al Lewis, of the famous firm of Lewis & Gordon, who has produced so many great hits on Broadway. It's really been a great kick appearing with this troupe, and I want to apologize also for the non-appearance of our featured player, Jack Oakey, who unfortunately became slightly ill this morning, and Jack just telephoned over his regrets. He's one of the swellest performers, ladies and gentlemen, and I know that you'll join with me in wishing him a very, very quick convalescence. The boys are playing the old theme song with My Eyes Wide Open, I'm Dreaming. Well, that's just what millions of Americans are doing right now. With their eyes wide open, they are looking for that Pabst Blue Ribbon beer sign so that they can stop their dreaming and wrap their lips around a cold, foaming glass of good old Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it was kind of a dream that made Pabst Blue Ribbon beer what it is today. It was the dream of the makers of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer to make the best darn beer that can be produced. And it's a dream that has come true so often. The American people have made Pabst Blue Ribbon beer America's biggest seller. That am the story, and it's more than a story. It's an epic performance that begins with the expert selection of grains and extends clear through every process of brewing with patient skill and scientific accuracy. But never mind that. Just you try a glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, America's biggest seller, and you'll know why it is America's biggest seller. Because Easter or Wester, Norther or Souther, it is the best beer that ever passed your mouther, so help me. And now the time has come to lend thine ears to au revoir pleasantry. Au revoir pleasantry. Think of us when requesting your theme. Until the next time when... Please think of us again. Keep the good old maestro always in your scheme. Yowza. Au revoir. This is Ben Burney, ladies and gentlemen, and all the lads, wishing you a bit of pleasantry. May good luck and happiness, success, and good health, and good cheer attend your scheme. And now, we've got to leave you here. Don't forget that good old Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Au revoir. They're pushing me off the air.
The Pabst Blue Ribbon program reaches you each week at this time. This program has come to you from the NBC RKO studios in Hollywood, California. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony Incorporated.